Former New York City mayor files for bankruptcy. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 21st day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, porch piracy is on the rise. We'll take a look at that story for you. If you are traveling, you know. If not, we'll share the holiday travel rush story with you. So what about the economy? We've got some numbers we think you should know about. We've also got numbers in the Wall Street Report. And if you are a boomer, things are looking pretty good overall. Let's get on with the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're hanging out with us again today, just days ahead of, Christmas. Merry Christmas, by the way. You want to reach us on X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy just days after being hit with a $148 million judgment awarded to two Georgia poll workers. Giuliani listed nearly $153 million in existing or potential debts, including almost $1 million in tax liabilities, money he owes lawyers, and many millions of dollars in potential legal judgments in lawsuits against him. He estimated he had assets in the range of $1 to $10 million. The eye-popping damages verdict that Giuliani was ordered to pay just a week ago resulted from his false statements about the election workers. They said his targeting of them after Trump narrowly lost Georgia to Democrat Joe Biden led to death threats that made them fear for their lives. It's become a big deal, especially now during the holidays, and it's what is known as porch piracy. You know that perfect gift you ordered online, it gets delivered. You get a notice that it's there, but when you open the door, the package is gone. While most police agencies don't track this kind of crime, the Associated Press says the FBI sort of does. The FBI's figures do show burglary offenses and larceny theft. It's a category that includes shoplifting, pickpocketing, and instances of package theft. And they say, overall, it's decreased in the last 20-plus years. But since categories are broad and the agency does not keep tabs on specific incidences of package theft, it's challenging to know whether the problem is getting better or getting worse. Some police departments have started to segregate reports of package theft into their own category, which does show some worrying signs. In Denver, Colorado, for example, there's been more than 1,260 reported incidences of package thefts this year, up from roughly 750 4 years ago. Retailers and delivery companies are trying to combat the problem in a variety of ways. UPS and FedEx, for example, allow customers to delay package deliveries if they're not home or divert them to other pickup locations, either for free or with a fee. This year, UPS also rolled out a feature called Delivery Defense that uses AI to assess delivery risks and generate a confidence score for addresses where merchants need to ship packages. If the address has a low score, merchants can offer customers in-store collection or UPS pickup points, which include CVS and Michaels stores, as well as other local businesses. UPS spokesperson Jim Mayer said 350 retailers are using the service but declined to provide examples. Retailers like Amazon and Walmart also allow customers to track their orders and prepare for deliveries or pick them up in stores. Ready, set, go! The holiday travel rush is in full swing today, but compared to last year, we may see a smooth ride if, and this is a big if the weather cooperates. The AP is reporting that travel over Christmas and New Year's tends to spread out over several days, so the peaks in the U.S. are likely to be lower than what they were during the Thanksgiving holiday. That is making airlines and federal officials feel a bit more optimistic. So far this year, airlines have canceled 1.2% of U.S. flights. That's down nearly half from 2.1% over the same period last year. Cancellations were well below 1% during Thanksgiving, according to FlightAware. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said, quote, "I don't want to jinx us, but so far, 2023 has seen the lowest cancellation rate in the past 5 years. However, winter weather will certainly be a challenge in the next few weeks." Meanwhile, if you are driving, AAA is forecasting that 115 million people will go 50 miles or more from home between Saturday and New Year's Day, and that is a 2% increase over the Auto Club's forecast last year, although it would fall short of the record set back in 2019. And the good news is that you'll be paying far less for gasoline. Travel safe, friends. It has been a surprising year when it comes to the economy. In fact, most experts got it wrong. Surprisingly, the U.S. economy also held up through the year despite worries at the start of it that a recession might be inevitable. For a while, the worry was even that the economy may be too strong, which could have fed into upward pressure on inflation and forced the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates higher for longer. Now, with the economy still growing and expectations rising for cuts to interest rates coming next year, investors have rushed to get ahead of the moves, which can act like steroids for all kinds of markets. U.S. stocks bounced back from their dismal 2022, which was Wall Street's worst year since the dot-com bubble 2 decades earlier. Much of Wall Street's run was due to just a small group of stocks, but breadth was better around the world. Stock markets across the Americas, Europe, and Asia all rose. Now, don't go away. We're going to share with you some numbers that you should find pretty stunning. Inflation, 3.1% right now. That was the headline inflation rate at the consumer level in November. Remember when inflation peaked at 9.1% in June of 2022? Used cars were up 55% from February of 2020 to January of 2022. This year through November, prices for used cars have declined by 11.5%. The 10-year Treasury note yield hit 5%, a level not seen since 2007. Today, that yield is 3.89%, giving relief to, the mortgage market. Gasoline in much of the nation was up to $5.50 a gallon. Today, that nationwide price, according to AAA, is $3.12. And I can share with you that here in central Iowa, a gallon of gas costs $2.74. Unemployment in April of 2020, that rate was 14.7%. Today, the unemployment rate is 3.7%, a number we've not seen in decades. In other words, things are truly moving in the right direction. Speaking of direction, it was all up today on Wall Street as the major indexes reversed course and all ended in the green. The Dow gained 322 points to finish the session at 37,404, while the Nasdaq picked up 185 points, closing at 14,963, and the S&P 500 added 48 points to end at 4746. That was a wild swing from just yesterday when the blue chips crashed by over 475 points and set the S&P 500 to its biggest one-day decline since September. Now investors are waiting on a fresh reading of the Fed's preferred inflation measure that's due out tomorrow morning. West Texas Intermediate crude fell yet again on the day, off by 25 cents to $73.97 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note, that yield picked up a bit at 3.89% at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about the wealth being held by baby boomers. Bloomberg is reporting that older baby boomers' combined wealth reached new highs in the past quarter of this year, now making up 30% of America's wealth. Since the end of 2019, those aged 70 and older have added $14 trillion in additional net worth. The growing wealth largely benefited older generations who owned homes or held equities and mutual funds. Paired with the increased likelihood that those over the age of 65 are staying in the workforce, it's predicted collective wealth for those over 70 will rise to a whopping $43.3 billion in 25 years. In a separate Bloomberg report, data revealed that the most popular occupations for older workers for which they put off retirement include tailors, farmers, and clergy. The top job with the largest share of workers over 65? You want to know? Yeah, funeral services. Well, there is that. And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.